The following is a lecture entitled Peace and Prosperity, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 16th, 2008, in Visaginas, Lithuania.
So, I'm very happy to be with all of you here tonight in Visaginas, Lithuania. I gave this same lecture the other night. In Kaunas, to a packed hall, the people were very much appreciative of this lecture. Peace and prosperity for all. See, right now in the world, we have too much war, and we have too much poverty. There's not enough happiness, there's not enough peace. There's not enough money. Everybody like to have some more money. We're financially pinched. And we're fighting with each other. It shouldn't be that way, you see. There was a time on this planet when everyone lived in perfect peace and harmony. And everybody had everything they needed. So what's the difference between the planet Earth now and the planet Earth then? And what can we do to bring the planet Earth now back to the way it was then? The politicians promise peace and prosperity every time they get and they go for elections. And everybody puts their make their votes. You see, we're going to get peace and prosperity. We're going to elect this politician. You see. So who ends up getting the prosperity? The rascal politician. That's about it. He's the only one who gets the prosperity. So how are we going to make a world where everybody can have peace and prosperity? Not just a few people at the top. Nobody has figured out how to do that, you see. They just don't know how we can do that. But the good news is, I have incredibly good news for the world leaders, you see. I have the best news for the world leaders and the entire world population. I know how to do it. I know how to bring peace and prosperity to every man, woman, and child on the face of this planet. And that's why I've come here to Visaginas today to share this with you. I don't take credit for this knowledge. This knowledge was bestowed upon me by my spiritual master. Bring me a book with Prabhupada's picture in it. So I'm getting, a book is coming right now so you can see Prabhupada's picture. This knowledge was bestowed upon me by my beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He saved me from a life of misery and poverty. He taught me how to be happy, how to have everything I need without any anxiety. How much did he charge me for this information? What was his fee? His fee was free. There was no charge. Therefore, I'm not charging you a fee today. Even though this knowledge is worth thousands and millions of euros, I am not charging you a single penny, or whatever your equivalent is. I'm not charging you a single penny for this knowledge. You see. So before I begin this presentation, I would like to chant an ancient Vedic mantra. To invoke auspiciousness. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, I can tell you what the underlying problem is in the world. I can tell you why we have a problem with poverty. I can tell you why we have a problem with war. It is due to one thing and one thing only. And that is ignorance. Therefore, in the Vedic wisdom, it is stated, Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Come out of the darkness, come into the light. So, how do you get that light? That is also stated. Oma jnana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. The spiritual master is bringing the shining torchlight of knowledge. At the present moment, we are standing in the darkness of ignorance with our eyes tightly closed shut. But the spiritual master is forcing our eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. You see. Therefore, we offer our respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. Because he is saving us from ignorance. And when the ignorance is removed, all the problems of life become removed automatically. Because we are naturally meant to live a happy, prosperous life. To not be in anxiety about disease. To not be in anxiety of hellish weather. To not be in anxiety of a shortage of water. To not be in anxiety about a shortage of food. To not be in anxiety of criminals and terrorists. So how do we bring back this original wonderful state where everybody's happy and prosperous? That is the secret wisdom I will reveal to you tonight. Kindly hear very carefully my message. And it's also in the books, in the back table. So don't neglect, before you go home tonight, get a book to take home to read about it in more detail. So that you can have a happy, prosperous life for the rest of your life, you see. So what is the basic wisdom? The basic wisdom is, first of all, you have to understand who you are. All the problems of the world are based, as I mentioned earlier, on ignorance. So what is that ignorance? That ignorance is, we do not know who we are. That is the ignorance. If I ask you who you are, what will you say? You'll give me your name, you'll say, I'm such and such, I'm such and such country, I'm this age, I'm this gender, etc. If I asked you to describe yourself, you would describe yourself in terms of your body. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I'm a Lithuanian. I'm 40 years old. I'm 20 years old. I'm 60 years old. You will define yourself in terms of your material body, you see. But this is the root cause of all of our problems. We identify ourselves as being the body. But the actual fact is that we are not this body. This is the first thing you have to understand if you want to have a happy, prosperous life. Please, please, please try to understand how you are not your body. Are your eyes seeing? Or are you seeing through your eyes? Are your ears hearing? Or are you hearing through your ears? You see, try to understand. Do the eyes themselves do the seeing? Or is there a person inside the body who is seeing through the eyes? I will give you a simple example. Simple example. Something that's separate from you, you call it mine, don't you? There's two things related to you. There's I and there's mine. Just like I say, my shirt. Or my cup. Or my MP3 recorder. You see? We talk about things that we possess as being mine. So when you talk about your body, do you say my body or do you say I body? We all say my body, don't we? We never say I body. We always say my body. Therefore, we all understand that the body is separate from me. It's something like my shirt, my cup, my MP3 recorder. It's something that I'm using for a purpose, that's all. It's not me. So this is the first understanding we must have. If we want to awaken that state of consciousness, where we can become completely happy and free. So, if you're not the body, then what are you? That's the next question. The body is a covering. The actual self is seated in the heart. Just like when you get in your car, there is the driver's seat. Are you the car or are you the driver? No, you are the driver, you see. So right now, you, the living being, are seated in the heart, which is the driver's seat for the body. And you tell your body to go here, go there, etc. Just like you told your body to come to this room. This room is like a parking lot, so you park your body here in a parking space. And then after the program, you'll tell your body to get up and, you know, you'll drive it out of the down the stairs and back to your house. You see? So your body is simply a vehicle. And you, the driver, seated in the heart, are telling the body to do this and do that. The driver never gets old. The body gets old, but the driver never gets old. Just like you may buy a car, you may keep that car for 20 years, you see. And that car becomes very old and broken down car. Does that mean that you were old and broken down? No, only your car is old and broken down. So you may have an old body, just like me. I have an old man's body, 60-year-old man's body. So my body is breaking down in various ways. It's the old man's body, you see. But am I breaking down? No, just the body is breaking down, that's all. So, what do you do when your car gets old and worn out? You go down to the car dealer and you trade it in on a new model, right? So we do the same thing with our body. When it becomes old and worn out, then we reincarnate. We go down to the car dealer and we get a new body. Material nature gives us a new body according to our karma. Just like when you go to the car dealer, what determines what kind of car you can get? How much money you have, right? Whether you can get a cheap car or a luxury car. It depends on how much money you have. So, according to your karma, the time of death, you'll get a new body. You'll get a really, you know, powerful, beautiful body and a rich family. You could be born in a very poor family with a diseased body. According to your karma. So the point is that we're not the body. As long as we are tied to the bodily conception of the self, then we must experience miseries in so many ways. So the Vedic wisdom, specifically the Bhagavad Gita, and the bona fide spiritual master, enlighten us to fully realize that we're not our body. By solidly situating us in our actual identity as spiritual beings. You see, your actual identity is you're a spirit soul. You are part and parcel of God. God is eternal. God is full of knowledge. God is full of bliss. And because you are part of God, you have the same exact qualities as God. This means that you are also eternal. You are also full of knowledge. And you are also full of bliss. So if you don't feel at the present moment that you're full of knowledge and full of bliss, it's simply because you're identifying with your body, that's all. All you have to do to get free of anxiety and illusion is to realize that you're not your body. To become situated in your actual spiritual identity. So how do you do that? That's what I've come to teach you. How to awaken your divine consciousness. How you can become a spiritually enlightened being. This is what I have come to teach you. One has to realize why we exist. You see. That's the first point. Why do I exist? We exist because God is creating us. He's emanating us from Himself. So why is He doing that? For the same reason that a parent has children to expand the happiness of the household life, God is emanating from Himself an unlimited number of living beings to enjoy loving relationships with them. So that's why we exist. We exist simply for the purpose of having a loving relationship with God. So all you have to do to revive your spiritual consciousness is learn how to love God. Of course, everybody says, well, I love God. I go to church every week. And I tell God what I want. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. I have a big list every week for God. I love Him a lot. But that means you're going to God to take from God. That's selfishness. That is not love of God. That's love of the things on your list. If you actually love God, you see, then you will want to do, you want to know, what does God want me to do? And you will engage in those activities that are pleasing to God. You see. That is actual love of God, you see. So we have to find out, what does God want me to do? How will we know what God wants us to do? The good news is this. He has appeared on this earth planet 5,000 years ago in India. And he has told us exactly what he wants us to do every day. At every minute. He's told us how he wants us to think. He's told us how he wants us to speak. And he's told us how he wants us to act. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. How do you think I'm giving this lecture right now? How do you think I'm giving this lecture right now? When I came here, I didn't even know what I was speaking on. I had to ask my disciple, Abhinanda, what is the topic of tonight's lecture? And as soon as he told me the topic, then I immediately could begin speaking on that topic, you see. So when you become connected with God, then everything becomes very clear, how you should speak, how you should think, how you should act. I remember when I grew up as a Christian boy, my minister, he would, every Sunday morning, he would give a sermon. Sermon means a lecture about God. My minister, the head of the church, the head preacher, he is called minister. And he would struggle a whole week in his office with a big yellow legal pad, writing a whole lecture. He would spend hours and hours and hours writing this lecture down, word for word, every lecture. Word of the lecture, you'd have to write the whole thing out. And then he would stand up there on Sunday and he would read it to us. And it was so boring. It was so dry. Because he had no God consciousness. He had no realization of God, you see. His presentation of God was artificial because he had no realization of God. But now I can come all the way here to Visaganas without any idea what my lecture is going to be on. And I just have to ask my disciple, what am I speaking on tonight? And he tells me the topic. And I can give a lecture for hours. Of course, I wouldn't go on for hours. You all would fall asleep, probably. Some of you are having trouble right now. But the point is that this, when you become connected with God, then you know what to do. You know what to say. And you know how to think. You have a life that's completely free of anxiety. Do you have difficulty drinking a glass of water? We all know how to drink water, don't we? It's a simple thing. You just pour it down your mouth. So when you become trained in the science of God, then your peace and happiness becomes as easy as just drinking some water, that's all. But you require a qualified teacher, a guru, a spiritual master, who can teach you how to live in this divine enlightened state of consciousness. We have a name for it. And I'll tell you why we use this name. In the Sanskrit language, there's a very beautiful name for God, which describes all his attractive features. You see. God is amazingly powerful and attractive. He has unlimited power. He has unlimited beauty. He's unlimitedly renounced. He has unlimited knowledge. He has unlimited wealth. And he is unlimitedly famous. Power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. These are the attributes of God. These make him very, very attractive. So there is a word in the Sanskrit language which means the all-attractive one. So this is a very wonderful name. And the name is this. You ready? Krishna. Can everybody, it's a beautiful name. Can everybody say that back? Krishna.
Krishna.
Say it again. Krishna. Krishna. Yes. That is a name for God in the Sanskrit language. Whether you say Allah, whether you say Jehovah, whether you say God, Christ, or Krishna, it's the same Supreme Person. But those of us who have studied the Vedic wisdom of India, we especially like this name for God, Krishna. Because it's so nicely described the Supreme Lord, you see. Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's so beautiful. That sound vibration. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So nice sound, you see. Now I have a little secret for you. You may wonder, why is this speaker tonight, why does he keep going Krishna, 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 Krishna? Why is he doing this? Is he intoxicated or what's going on up there? Is he? Actually, I am intoxicated. But not on any kind of liquor. Not on any kind of marijuana. Not on any kind of LSD or anything like that. You see? I am intoxicated on the name of Krishna. That's why we chanted Hare Krishna mantra in the beginning of the program, you see. I wanted to get good and intoxicated before I began the lecture, you see. So I could share the bliss of Krishna with you, you see. In Krishna or God, there is unlimited happiness. So if you can somehow or other connect yourself with Krishna or God, then you can taste unlimited happiness. Here in the Baltic regions, your water, you don't have very big waves in the Baltic Sea. But in places like California and Hawaii, you see, the ocean has huge waves. And they're the young boys, they're very fond of one sport they call surfing. They get a board and they paddle out into the ocean on their board. And then when the wave comes, they get their board on the wave and they ride the wave and they stand on that board and go shh. And they call it riding the wave, you see. You may have seen some movies or on television, the surfers, how they ride the waves. But those waves don't last that very long, you see. After a few minutes, the wave comes into the shore and then they can't ride it anymore. And the pleasure of riding that wave is temporary. But what if you could catch a wave that never ended, you see? That never ended. If you could catch a wave that never ended, you could surf on that wave, you could ride that wave for all of eternity. Then you would be a super surfer, you see. So I have come tonight to teach you how to become a super surfer. If you will ride the waves of the holy names of God, then you can surf like anything for all of eternity. So how do you catch the wave? It's very simple. You just have to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's how you catch the wave, you see. And how do you keep riding that wave? You just keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the technique. You can do it with any good name of God. You can do it with the name of Christ, the name of Allah, Buddha, any name of God you can do it with, you see. And it's stated in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kolo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. It is stated in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. In this age of Kali, chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for God realization. So you may wonder, what does this have to do with peace and prosperity? I was told this was going to be a speech on peace and prosperity. Now they're talking about surfing on the names of God. But try to understand the point. When you become connected with God by chanting His holy name, all of your problems are solved automatically. You have a peaceful, prosperous, and happy life. All you have to do is connect yourself with God. By chanting His holy names. And these are not my words. Now try to understand, I am not giving you my own philosophy. There is not a single one word I'm giving you tonight which is my own concocted idea. Everything I'm speaking to you is the words of God coming from the Bhagavad Gita. And in this Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 22, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, Ananyaschintayantomam ye jana paryupasyate tesham nichabhyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. Which means, in Russian, he who worships me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form. Here, let me give you the book. You can read it. That'll make it easy for you. He's got it here. 7:22. Ananyaschintayanto mam. Is that the right verse? No. Maybe it's 9:22. That was off by two numbers.
Извиняемся, что так давно. Звучит так. Но тем, кто всегда поклоняется мне с безраздельной преданностью, сосредоточив свой ум на моем духовном образе, я даю то, чего им не достает, и сохраняю то, что им у них нет есть.
So the point is, if you become Krishna conscious, if you become completely absorbed in pleasing God, will God neglect you? You see, Krishna or God owns everything. Everything that exists is His property and under His control. So do you think that if you totally dedicate yourself to Him that He would ignore you? How nicely does a parent take care of their dedicated children? So if you are dedicated to your Supreme Father, Krishna, or God, He will take very good care of you. And he's not like an ordinary parent operating on a limited budget, okay? An ordinary parent has a limited budget. He only has so much money in the bank. He has a limited amount of facility to arrange things and facilitate his children in their life, you see. But Krishna, our God, has unlimited facility. He controls the whole universe. He has unlimited wealth at his control, you see. So if you become the dedicated child of God, the dedicated servant of God, there is no limit to how much He can give you facility to do what you need to do. Therefore, a devotee of Krishna, a devotee of God, has no anxiety about anything. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Because Krishna gives him whatever he needs. And if we can make this world Krishna conscious, if we can teach the people of this planet how to love God without any greed or selfishness, then this entire planet will become peaceful and prosperous. So this is our mission. In fact, we have a movement. It's called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And we're asking you to join us in this Krishna Consciousness Movement. A number of our members are here tonight in this gathering. Let me have a show of hands. How many members do we have here tonight of the Krishna Consciousness Movement? Raise your hand if you're a member of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So we're a big movement. We have many members all over the world. And we're inviting all of you who are not yet members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement that you should join us in this fantastic spiritual family. I am regularly traveling all over the world along with my beloved wife, Her Grace Srimati Vishnupriya Devi Dabsi Mataji. She is seated here. And wherever we go, all over the world, we always feel there's so many wonderful family members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement that give us loving care. I never knew a single person. I didn't even know there was a country called Lithuania. What to speak of a city called Visaginas? But yeah, when I come here, I feel like I'm coming home. Because I am so warmly received by the members here of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So we are a spiritual family all over the world. And at every minute, more people are joining this movement. It's growing and it's growing and it's growing. And soon it will become so big that the whole world will become peaceful and prosperous. So we're asking you to join with us today in this Krishna Consciousness Movement. And here's, if you want to join, there's no dues, you don't have to pay any dues. We simply ask you to read our books. And from that you will get the full understanding. And you can give your, if you would like to attend our meetings, which are held how often here? How often do you have gatherings here? Twice a week. So you can give, this is Dinabandhu Prabhu. He is a coordinator of our movement here. You can give your name, phone number, and email address to Dinabandhu Prabhu if you'd like to be contacted for our meetings so you can start attending them. And now that being said, I can ask you all, maybe you have some questions for me. Don't be shy. Feel free to ask your questions. I don't care what your question is, go ahead and ask him.
is our spiritual body also a machine, but better than this material? Or it is not a machine?
Является ли наше духовное тело тоже машиной, как является материальное тело? Или оно как-то гораздо лучше, чем материальное?
The spiritual body is not a machine. Your material body is a machine, just like a car. But within the material body, you have a spiritual body. That spiritual body is the actual self. Right now, your spiritual body is in a small form of a small spiritual particle. Seated within the heart. But when you break free from this body and you regain your identity in the spiritual world, then it comes out in a full form, like a human form. But that form doesn't get sick, it doesn't get old, and it doesn't die. It's not like a material body. Next question.
Часто я, например, как бы теряюсь, или то и то нужно, или чего-то больше, чего больше надо, или знаний, или милости. Иногда мне кажется, что как бы без милости не получишь как бы эти духовные знания.
There is said in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam that in order to know the God, Lord, one have to purify his heart. But there is also said that in order to purify his heart, he has to gain knowledge and mercy. And she wants to ask, what is the more important, mercy or knowledge?
You can only get knowledge by means of mercy, actually. It's by the mercy of the spiritual master we become enlightened with transcendental knowledge. So they really come together. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. After wandering in a state of ignorance and misery through thousands and millions of births, throughout the vast Brahmanda, this material existence, one living entity who is very, very fortunate by the mercy of Guru and Krishna he receives the seed of transcendental knowledge within the heart. So that transcendental knowledge, when it fructifies, it turns into bhakti. In other words, if you take that transcendental knowledge and you apply it, then it becomes bhakti. So the knowledge and the mercy, they come together. What you do with that knowledge and mercy, that's up to you. You can take advantage of that knowledge and mercy. Just like everyone in this room tonight, they are receiving in their ear holes transcendental knowledge. You see? Now what? So they are getting mercy and they are getting knowledge. Everyone in this room, they are getting mercy and knowledge right now. Now what they will do with that, that's up to them. They can say, well, that crazy man came from America, he spoke all kinds of crazy things, and I'm just going to go home and watch some television.
Is it?
Or they could think, this is really something special, I'm going to get a book so I can learn more about it, you see. I'm going to do something, this experience I've had tonight from hearing from Sankarshan Prabhu, I'm going to do something with this experience. I'm going to try to take advantage of this knowledge that I've heard tonight and try to transform my life, you see. So it's really, everyone's getting the same opportunity in this room. Everyone is getting the exact same opportunity to attain spiritual perfection. Those persons who take advantage of the knowledge that has been given tonight, the mercy that has been given tonight, by following the instructions that have been given, they will achieve spiritual perfection. And those who neglect it, they won't. So they really tied together the knowledge and the mercy. The spiritual master is very merciful to us. He enlightens us with transcendental knowledge, divya gyan, you see. That he gives us divya gyan, that is his mercy. Actually, you can only get divya gyan by mercy. Because it is not academic knowledge. It is a gift. The spiritual master has been blessed with transcendental knowledge. And by coming in contact with the spiritual master, we also become blessed with transcendental knowledge. So, any other questions?
May you introduce your e-course on self-realization?
Yes, we have on the internet. Have you started the Russian translations yet? You started doing the Russian translations yet, the thought for the day?
No, not yet.
You haven't? When are you going to start?
I said that after you depart.
Okay. So we have on the internet, you can go to, what is it, Nazad Domoy. nazaddomoy.com in the Russian language. www.nazaddomoy.com. Or if you prefer English, you can go to www.backtohome.com. In this way, in either English or Russian, according to your choice, you can sign up for our online training program, and the Ultimate Self-Realization Course. And you can receive in your email every day as soon as he starts doing it. He's my translator. He's going to start next week doing the translations. But if you sign up now, as soon as he starts translating, you'll start getting them immediately. So, any other questions? Yeah?
Как меняет судьбу человека эта мантра? how transforms the Ganges faith, this mantra you have introduced.
This mantra?
Kaip likimas yra?
Destiny.
How changes the destiny of a human being? That
oh,
mantra?
Yes. Yes, when you actually, in this material world, your fate is already determined. According to your karma, you're going to suffer and enjoy in many varieties of ways. You can't change it, you're stuck. But if you will surrender to God, if you will chant Hare Krishna mantra, or any bona fide name for God, if you will chant with love and surrender yourself to the Lord, to Krishna or God, and by the arrangement of Krishna or God, your fate will become changed immediately. So if you're not happy with your present fate, then we invite you to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions?
What is the picture over here?
Oh, that's Sri Radha and Krishna.
Yes, Radha and Krishna.
That's God with his... God, that's the one with the peacock feather in his hair. That's what God looks like. You ever wonder what God looks like? This is what God looks like. Isn't he beautiful? He's so handsome. He plays a really beautiful flute, let me tell you. Nobody can play the flute like Krishna. And of course, he must have the most beautiful girlfriend, too. I mean, he's the most beautiful guy. He must have the most beautiful girlfriend, too. You can see how much she loves him. Her name is Srimati Radharani. And she loves Krishna more than any girl loves her boyfriend anywhere in the whole universe. You've never seen a more dedicated girlfriend than Radharani. You've never seen a more dedicated girlfriend than Srimati Radharani. Now you may say, what is this? I thought God was an old man with a beard. Because in Rome, in the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo, he has painted God as an old man with a beard. He has to walk around with a cane. But let me ask you this. Does that make sense? God is all powerful. That means that time is under his control also. So if God is all powerful, can't he keep himself looking good? So Radharani will always love him? Of course he can. He has unlimited power. Therefore he keeps him always self looking very young and handsome. So, and he keeps his girlfriend always looking very young and beautiful also. So they can enjoy their loving relationship as a young boy and girl for all of eternity. In this material world, I may fall in love with a beautiful young girl, you see. And she may fall in love with me too. But then we both get old, you know, and ugly. And we're not so attracted anymore, you know. We may stick it out as a matter of duty, but the attraction isn't there anymore. You know? That's the material world, you see. But God doesn't have to suffer that kind of negative stuff, you know. He keeps himself young and cool looking. And the place he lives also, you notice, is not a polluted environment. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. There's beautiful crystal clear water. You can drink it right out of the stream. There's incredible, beautiful fruits and flowers everywhere. The flowers are just oozing with aroma. And the trees there are magic trees. They're called kalpa vriksha. They'll give you whatever you want. Just like here in Lithuania, I have seen you have many apple trees, you see. So what kind of fruit can you get from the apple tree? You can get apples, that's it. Can you ask the apple tree to give you a mango? A banana? A pineapple? Or a strawberry? No, you have to fly them in on a jet airplane, you see. Those fruits you have to fly in from another part of the world. But in this magical realm of Goloka Vrindavan, the tree will give you whatever you want. Whatever you desire, the tree will give it to you. You see? So nobody is ever lacking anything in that magical world. How would you like it if I gave you a ticket that would enable you to travel to that world? Would you like to go? How many of you would like to go to that world if I could give you a ticket right now? Raise your hand. Very good. Very good. So, I'm giving you the ticket. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will chant these names with love and devotion, if you will train yourself how to deeply absorb yourself in these names, in a trance of loving meditation, then I guarantee you will find yourself in that transcendental world. So if you want to check it out, just try chanting. And see for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I'm giving you the mantra for free. So you can take it home and try it out. In the comfort and security of your own bedroom. Questions more?
How can we test that the knowledge you give us tonight is true and well? Yeah.
All you have to do is try it, Mataji. All you have to do is try it and see if it works. I am the car salesman. I'm giving you the keys. I'm telling you to take the car for a test drive. Then after you have tried the car, you've driven it as much as you like, you can decide if you want to buy it or not. But you know what? Every person who is given this car of Krishna consciousness a serious test drive, every single one of them has bought it. Because there's nothing like this anywhere in the world. You won't find anything like this. You won't find this in any church. You won't find this in any university. You won't find this at the bookstore. You'll only find it right here, Bhagavad Gita as it is, as I'm explaining to you tonight. So if you want to experience this transformation of your life, take a book, take it home, read it, put it into practice, and come to the meetings here in Visakhapatnam. So you can learn from other people who are doing it for many years how to do this. Any other questions? Yeah. Let's ask, yes.
Дети – наше продолжение. Не только в учениках мы продолжаемся, но и в детях. Потому что сейчас такое интересное время, многие изучают различные направления духовные, а заводить семью боятся. Хотят сразу возвышаться, а мы же на земле живем.
Хорошо.
Пожалуйста.
Thank you for your lecture. It was very interesting. But I would like to ask you about your roots, like your parents, and do you have some children? And because some people, they want to elevate themselves immediately without making, you know, like a progeny or just not getting them some...
I see. Yeah. No, we encourage all of our members to have children. Saintly children are the most wonderful thing in the world, you see. So we encourage all of our members to have children. That is the Vedic culture.
Mm-hmm.
To have children and raise them to be lovers of God. Next question.
Can we say that we are the children of Krishna and Srimati Radharani?
Yes. They are our mother and father, yes, of course.
Сказать так, что мы являемся детьми Кришны и Радхарани, которые изображены здесь. И ответ да.
Any other questions?
Еще вопросы есть?
All right, so we can have the now people can get some. The books are available. Anyone who wants a book, you get the book from the table and bring it to me. I will give you a special blessing in your book. Is that all right in the schedule? Is there anything else scheduled right now?
There are some sweets for distributing.
You know, yeah, that can be done at the same time. Yeah, let everyone come to the book table. Huh? That's good. Someone can go man the book table now. And they can. I can come here. I'll give them the sweets. They can come to me, and I'll give them the sweets. I should go there.
Okay.